What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to Day 23 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is Love Earnestly. David Helms said, "A sincere and earnest love, a life given over to the genuine care of others, is the natural result of being born again. When you get a fresh start on life, love should happen." Our text for today is 1 Peter 1:22 through 23. "Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God." Some thoughts on today's reading. Peter exhorts persecuted and disconnected believers to display the one sure mark of a Christian, sincere brotherly love. By sincere, Peter implies that it must be genuine. For it to be genuine, love must come from the heart. For it to be brotherly, love must stem from the hearts of believers. Charles Swindoll provides an excellent explanation of 1 Peter 1:22 through 23. Scattered, distressed, tested, and tempted, Peter's original readers experienced all the ingredients of a loss of hope and a fragmenting of community. In this context, Peter began what we might call his motivational text, taking on the role of a coach or a personal trainer, encouraging his team to pull together. Because they were part of the same family, they needed to be going in the same direction, pursuing the same goal. What is it that makes this possible? How do believers support one another? How do we develop unity and community so that we don't live lonely and hopeless lives? Peter gives us three answers to this question in the first part of verse 22. First, unity requires obedience to the truth. We don't follow inner urges, the example of others, or our cultural norms. We obey the truth, God's standard of what it means to be Christians. Second, it requires purity of soul. This excludes all pride, prejudices, grudges, and bitterness. It means getting rid of, cleansing, those things that stand between brothers and sisters in Christ. Third, it requires a sincere love. Because of our obedience to the truth and cleansing of our soul, we are freed to love without hypocrisy. We are given extra measures of grace to overlook the faults of others. Verse 22 then moves from the conditions that make loving unity possible to the command that makes it real. Fervently love one another from the heart. On the surface, it may look like Peter is repeating himself. Loving each other sincerely, they are to fervently love one another from the heart. Actually, Peter uses two different words for love in this single verse. The New Testament primarily uses two Greek words to describe love. One is philos, which refers to a brotherly love or the love of a friend. The other is agape, a higher expression of unconditional love. Both types of love are used in 1 Peter 1:22. When Peter spoke of a sincere love of the brethren, he used the word philos, brotherly love. Then, in his exhortation, Peter called his readers to fervently love one another, using the higher form of love, agape. This final expression of love, however, is modified by the adverb ektenos, which means fervently or constantly. In very practical terms, Peter's exhortation means we need to support each other. Some people have recently lost loved ones and need someone to walk with them through the dark valley of grief. Others are wrestling with an addiction, and they need somebody to come alongside them and say, "I've been there. I know what it's like to be one decision away from falling back into the mire. Let me help." In short, we all need, and we all can provide, that refuge of care and encouragement that Peter describes as fervently loving one another from the heart. This kind of selfless love doesn't come naturally. Our old selfish nature kicks against it with all sorts of excuses. But Peter preempts all our excuses when he dives into two essential reminders of why we are to care for and support each other in the family of God. First, we are all children of the same Heavenly Father. Note the logical connection between verses 22 and 23. We fervently love one another from the heart in 22. But why, Peter? For you have been born again, or because you all have been born again, verse 23. The implication is that we all have the same Father. While the specific circumstances that led up to our conversions to Christ are unique, we believers were all reborn spiritually the same way, through the living and enduring Word of God, verse 23. We are all members of a permanent family, brothers and sisters in Christ. Peter's point? Because you're all born into the same family of God, live like it. The second reason we need to pull together as a family is because we take our instruction from the same source. The living and abiding Word of God endures forever. Peter's reference to the Word of God as the seed by which we are reborn may reach back to Jesus' parable of the sower and the seed in Matthew 13, 1 through 23. For that seed to take root and bear fruit, it must be well planted and watered in our lives. Even though the Word of God is powerful, effective, and imperishable, we are quite the opposite, weak, defective, and perishable. So to pull together as God's family, we need to receive the instruction from God's Word and diligently implant it in our minds, our hearts, and our lives. Therefore, we are to love one another earnestly, since you have been born again through the living and abiding Word of God. Some questions to consider. How does being born again impact your love for others? In what ways does the living and abiding Word of God influence you to love like Christ? How is sincere brotherly love critical to our witness for Christ? Thanks for joining us today.